Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Got the whole crew back together because AB's back from Denver.
Yeah.
Welcome back, AB.
We were talking about it, that she got to go see the Shawn Mendes concert. He hasn't performed in a long time. He actually put his shows on pause as he just focused on mental health for a little while. And this is his first album back. And the album got pushed back. And so it's not coming out till like middle of November. And you got to hear some of the stuff early.
Mm-hmm. And he thanked us multiple times, being like, you have to have a lot of trust in an artist to come to a show where you don't know any of the songs.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk more in detail about like what that experience was, because if you've been on the internet, you might have seen that there was headlines that came from that concert where he talked about his sexuality. Mm-hmm. We'll break that down and talk more about him opening up at that concert from AB's perspective. Just the trip in general, how was it, AB?
It was awesome. I feel like I've been gone forever.
We felt like
I really do.
We only missed 2 days of work, but it does feel like forever.
Yeah.
As much as we share and do and talk to each other and communicate to each other. So it does feel like a long time.
Yeah.
First ever show at Red Rocks was just the number one. If you look online, there's a lot of different venues, but it always comes up as the number one place to see a show. Do you agree?
Yes.
Really?
It was so cool. I don't think my sister would agree because she had horrible altitude sickness.
Oh, no.
She had a migraine the entire time and threw up in the middle of her favorite song.
So one of my friends lives in Denver, and her wedding was like up in the mountains, and they must have sent like 5 emails about altitude sickness, like warning guests, freaking people out.
Really?
And I was like, you guys are freaking people out. Heidi, that's my friend. And she's like, no, Brett, it's a real thing. And then my wife was like, you know, she's a preparer. So she was all prepared for this, all this stuff. We didn't get anything. No, none of the guests
got
it.
I didn't even think about it. Because I have kind of like a sensitive head, but I've always been totally fine. My sister was not. Like, literally the second
she landed. I've never heard of anyone actually experiencing it, but people always talk about it. And I'm like, who does this really happen a lot?
She had to DoorDash a can of oxygen, and you're supposed to huff it. And she did it.
They said to keep oxygen on you at all times.
Really?
It did?
It didn't.
Oh, it did not?
No, it didn't help at all.
Wow. It's interesting. So she didn't like that?
She like had as much fun as you could in that situation.
So Red Rocks is like, if you don't know what it is, it's basically a natural concert venue where you can, like, it's carved out of the mountain.
It looks like the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it looks like the Grand Canyon almost. Is the acoustics that like different?
It sounded awesome. And really? we got there like 7 hours early and watched the AV crew set up for it.
Did you really?
Because it's a park, and so you can get in whenever you want.
Oh, cool.
And it's so loud. I was concerned it wasn't going to be loud enough because it was outside, but it was awesome.
That's cool. All right, we'll hear more about it and what about that experience is, and some of the inside insight on Shawn Mendes' new music that no one's actually heard before except for AB. She'll break it all down for you later on in the show. Let's get the show started.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So an elementary school in Swedenborg, Missouri, and that's near Fort Leonard Wood, so it's about 2 hours from St. Louis, recently renamed its building after their longtime custodian.
This is crazy.
This is so cool.
What?
So cool. So her name is Claudine Wilson. And she worked at the school for over 30 years. She retired in July. Everyone loved her, so the school decided to honor her by naming the school after her. So now the main building is now called the Claudine Wilson Learning Center.
Stop it right
Love
now.
It.
Love it.
Yeah, isn't that like the coolest thing ever? That the custodian gets the whole building, the whole school named after her, and her story gets to live on, and the like mascots, everything. Like, that's what they're going to be rocking.
Right, exactly. Ah! And what Claudine said the best part was, now somebody else has to clean after her.
Love that. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day. This is going to be the last one for the Trick or Treating Championship here, because tomorrow is the big day. We've been comparing different candies, and if you reach into the bowl and it's the top two contenders, you got Reese's, which is always number one. Ooh. Kit Kat's always a top contender at number two, usually. Which one are you going with?
For me, I'm always praying for the orange wrapper, but the one with the Kit Kats in it.
Really?
They are my reigning champion, number one, always and forever. Ever since I was a little girl, that's what I grabbed for.
Kev?
I think Kit Kats are overrated.
Really?
What?
Always felt that way. Always felt that way. I'm sorry, Japan. I know that that's your big candy.
They have a lot of candy. Yeah, that's so funny.
But no, I'm doing Reese's all the way.
I mean, it depends on my mood that day, but I would say like probably most of the time Kit Kats.
Kit Kats for sure.
AB's a Twix girl.
I do love Twix.
I had Twix in there, but you weren't here, you know, and stuff like that. So,
sorry about that.
I honestly go Kit Kats over all of it too. I think Kit Kats are just like the like wafer crust, like flood, like it's a little bit light, and then it's like I don't know, it's just something good about a Kit Kat, man.
Man, I remember one time my neighbors up the street were handing out full size Kit Kat bars.
Damn,
what a time.
The polls are open.
All right, Jamie, you versus Hannah and Hannah's homeschool. You've played against Hannah before, and you've done pretty well, right?
Yes, I have.
You've beaten her. I like this. We're looking for another win. All right, Hannah, leave the room. The queen of Hannah's homeschool, Jamie, we're going to ask her questions. Hannah didn't like that we called you the queen. I could tell the look in her eye. All right, so Hannah's leaving. Same five questions I'll ask Jamie. I will ask Hannah. Ty will go towards Hannah, okay?
Okay.
All right. Giselle just announced she is pregnant with baby number 3. Who was Giselle previously married to?
He was a quarterback, if that helps.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is correct.
Apparently that helps.
Yeah, Kevin. Man, Kevin has a favorite. That's all I'm saying. Who is the villain in Halloween?
Jason.
Okay. Jumanji 3 just in.
Oh, wait. What?
I see Michael Myers.
All right. We'll count it.
Yeah, we will.
All right. Jumanji 3 just announced its release date. Who stars in Jumanji 3?
The Rock.
The Rock, yes. Speaking of The Rock, what is The Rock's actual name? That's okay. You haven't missed any, so to miss one wouldn't be bad, Jamie.
Bad at all.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
All right, we'll see if Hannah gets it. In Scream, what does Ghostface call and ask people?
Are you home?
Are you home? All right, 3 out of 5.
Not too bad.
Good job. We got tripped up on the Rock question and then the Scream question. We'll see what Hannah does. All right, Jamie, hold on.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got done answering Jamie 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask Hannah the same 5 questions and see how Hannah does. Jamie got 3 out of 5.
All right.
You were on a roll, Jamie, and then those last two
you
are
called
hard,
her a queen for 3 out of 5?
Dang, Jamie, she's talking trash to you.
Ooh.
The last two were hard for Jamie, right, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm like caught up in the last two.
All right. All right, Giselle just announced she is pregnant with baby number 3.
Hmm?
Who was she previously married to?
She was previously married to Tom Brady.
Tom?
Shout out the Hollywood hash bread. Hash bread.
Who is the villain in Halloween?
Michael Myers.
Yes.
One of my biggest fears, Michael Myers.
All right. Jumanji 3 just announced its release date.
Crap.
Give me someone who stars in Jumanji.
Robin Williams?
Well, that's the original.
So I'll count it.
You better count it.
I was talking about
the current cast, the new cast.
You just said Jumanji.
That's fine.
Mm. That counts. That counts.
Technicality.
Kevin wouldn't have given
the
it to you.
The text line's going to be blowing up.
She said Jumanji 3 is what that
was. Okay, fine.
Whoa!
I've been convinced by a strong Jamie. We're taking the point back.
I got to get everywhere I can count.
Yes, we're taking the point back. You've missed it. 2 out of 3.
All right.
What?
The Rock stars in it.
Yeah, Kevin Hart.
What is The Rock's actual name?
Dwayne Rock Johnson.
Yes, that is correct.
Was that a question?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, Dwayne Johnson, yes. JB got screwed up and mixed up on his name. She could not think of Dwayne. And in Scream, what does Ghostface call and ask people? What do they ask people in Scream? Pretend you're on the phone. And what would you answer?
What's
that?
That's a scary movie.
Oh.
That's a scary movie. Scary movie. What's up?
That's what I thought it was. I don't know.
Oh, man, no. It's what's your favorite scary movie?
Oh.
What's your favorite scary movie, Hannah?
I don't know.
What's up? The ones up. Jamie, 4 out of 5
so
for Hannah.
Bad.
4 out of 5 for Hannah. Oh my God, too funny. But Jamie, you were so much fun to play with. You have to play again, okay?
I will try. This is Jamie, and I get schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's
Let's homeschool.
Brit better keep it, keep it. Brit better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. So let's throw 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read some headlines, and Hannah either tells me keep scrolling or tell me more. Dunkin' debuts a holiday menu featuring new festive items.
What's on there? This is crazy.
November 1st is when Dunkin's comes out. Okay. So we're like a couple of days away.
Saturday.
Holiday cookie signature latte.
Hell yeah.
The white hazelnut bark coffee. Almond croissant and hash brown brisket scramble bowl are the new breakfast items. Rumor has it, because we don't have it confirmed, Starbucks is like Red Cups, and their holiday menu is going to come out November 7th.
Yeah, I've seen like this graphic floating around Instagram with different flavors, but I hope Dunkin's going to have their cookie butter syrup.
Holiday cookie signature latte and then the hazel bark. They didn't say like the...
Cookie butter?
They didn't say cookie butter. Yeah.
I have a problem with that.
Most common thing in kids' lunchboxes.
What?
Goldfish.
Basic.
Yeah.
Same with their mom's backseat.
Some people say that they go through like 5 million goldfish per hour, $1,500 per second. That's how much goldfish are like consumed. Yeah, it's like the number one snack. Women uses chopstick to eat one grain of rice at a time and sets a Guinness Book of World Record.
No, don't have time for that. Keep it moving.
She ate 37 in 1 minute. The most common nightmares.
What?
All right, most common. Number one, falling. Number two is dying.
Ooh.
And number three is waking up late.
I don't think you're actually supposed to die in your dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's actually possible.
I'd say that's
or it's really, really bad if you do.
I mean, I feel like as you're getting killed and you wake up, it's considered like dying in the process. You didn't die. It says dying. It's like someone killed you. You've never had a dream about someone trying to kill you?
Trying, but never actually getting the job done.
I mean, that's
so
like,
smart,
what
I get out of it.
Oh, we're really debating the list.
Come on, man.
Guys, does this really actually count as a dream?
It's Nightmare on Elm Street rules. You die in your dream.
You die in real life.
What helps people stay married?
Death.
What? Yeah, what? You just tried to tie the two stories together?
Yep.
That was a miss. They said shared interests.
Well,
like
isn't that
death.
A given?
Like right. Death. You know, like if you're really into death.
Yep.
Brit better keep it, keep it. Brit better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day. 58% of us have done this while shopping.
I'm going to say that you put an item back like where you know it's not supposed to be.
Okay.
Oh. Like you just like get up to the register and you're like, oh, I don't need this anymore. So you just shove something in an aisle.
And then if you put it back, you actually make money because that's girl math,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yep. See, look what I learned. Kevin?
I think it's... You've actually opened the item and started eating it while you were shopping.
Mm. Like Caden and snack. Cheetos when we took him to buy school snacks.
Yeah.
I'm not saying people are stealing, but like even if you bought it, you'll set off the alarms on your way out.
Oh, okay. So you're not at... They might be stealing or they might not be,
yeah.
But the alarms go off, which is always so embarrassing and you have to turn around.
Yeah.
Not correct, but good answer. 58% of us have done this while shopping. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
58% of us have done this while shopping.
Heather says, forget where you parked. You go out to the parking lot. No idea where you
good
are.
Good answer.
April says, walk up and down every single aisle. That sounds horrible. Teacher Jen texted in and said, forgetting something major on the list and having to go back and purchase it later. Cheryl says, eating a grape before you actually buy the item.
That's funny. Everyone always does that. I feel like it's higher than 58%.
Teacher Suzanne says, using two carts. And
wow.
Abby says, accidentally walking out of the store with something you didn't pay for.
Someone got it right off the bat. 58% of us have forgotten where we park while shopping.
You gotta take a picture of the sign.
Yep.
That happens to everybody.
Mega Minds.
So we have an award-winning psychic and medium who connects with people from beyond the grave with us, John Capello. Cindy, how are you doing today?
Hi, good.
Good. So we do have John on the line with us already, and then you can begin whenever you're ready. You can just say hi to John.
Hi, John.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Cindy, have you been crying?
A little teary, but not too bad, just nervous.
Do you have a loved one you're trying to reach? Because there seems to be more than one coming in. The first one is a woman, but there also seems to be a man. So do you have several people in spirit you've been trying to reach, or was there a recent loss?
My mother passed away almost 16 years ago, and my father just passed away a year ago. So
both parents are in spirit. Okay. Mother is saying that she's okay. Was there an illness around mother, like cancer or something with her lungs?
Yes. It started with breast cancer and then spread.
Wow, so the chest.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chest, okay. Yeah. So it she just wants you to know that she did all that she could. And did she ever smoke or anything, or was there?
Very little when she was younger, but not. My dad was a chain smoker. He quit about.
Okay, so maybe dad's trying to come in, the smoking coming in and everything. But he says that he also may have had some lung or emphysema or fluid in his lungs or something like that.
With lung. Lung.
Wow.
It was lung. He had double pneumonia when he passed away.
Mm. Pneumonia, okay. Wow. Because he accepted the fact that he was going to pass away, and he says that it's okay. He says that he was ready, you know, whereas mom became ready, but mother was really, really fighting hard. So I'm not saying dad didn't fight, so don't misunderstand me, but dad understood that it was a battle that he might not be able to win. So
I said, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, it was sudden with my dad, and you know, we, from the doctors, it wasn't something that he was going to recover from.
Okay. That's what he says. He knew he wasn't going to recover. And so he says that he just tried to make peace, and so he says that his mother came to get him. Okay, and so
I said, "Oh wow, I was very close to my grandmother's as well."
Oh,
okay.
So grandma came to get him, and that probably feels good to know that grandma was taking care of him.
Yeah. So the family is doing well on the other side. They're being reunited. Now, this is odd, so I have to say something about it. Now, is there something about sweet potatoes in your family? Does everybody like sweet potatoes, or is there a special recipe or anything about that?
My grandmother on my dad's side would make sweet potatoes. There's only a couple people in the family that liked them on our side, my dad and one of my brothers.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
Okay.
Well, your dad still likes
it. When you get to the other side, you're going to have sweet potatoes.
Yeah, I think Thanksgiving we're going to have to make some sweet potatoes.
Oh, my God.
So in honor of a daughter of your family and on the other side, you may need to make some sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving, baby.
Yeah. So,
okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Cindy. Do you have any other questions for me or anything before we move on, or what?
No, that gives me a lot of comfort knowing that, you know, they're together. I struggled with my mom's passing, so it does help a lot. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye. Cindy, I'm glad you got some peace with that. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All week long, if you want to do a psychic reading, we're going to be doing them with John every single day at this exact same time. Or if you want to do a longer reading with John, he's given 40% off if you go to johncapello.com and just use the keyword and code word Y98 to do your own psychic reading. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and AB was off the last couple of days because she actually got a little sneak peek to Shawn Mendes' new music. Shawn Mendes, one of the biggest artists on the planet, but took a long break from making music as he focused on his mental health. He actually canceled some of the rest of his tour dates to focus on mental health. And so him releasing a new album, a lot of people are curious of what this new Sean will sound like, what it will be like, and seeing him back out into the spotlight. And so AB got to go to like this like private, exclusive, intimate debut of the album before it's even released. Because I had asked you, AB, first off, how did you get signed up for this? And the album got pushed back. So did he?
It did.
It's not going to release until November. Did you guys still get to hear the music?
So originally, the album was supposed to come out about 10 days before my concert.
Yeah.
And then like a week or two ago, he ended up saying, it's not ready. I'm pushing it out a month.
That would make me so mad. Yeah.
We didn't really know what to expect. The ticket situation was very odd because this isn't a world tour like he normally does. There's only like 10 or 20 concerts he's doing.
And this was to play the new music for like the first time in front of an audience, right?
Yeah. So it was like very like intimate, smaller venues. That's why I got to see it at Red Rocks, because he wasn't doing stadiums. But the way you got tickets was, when he announced he was doing this, he was like, you have to sign up for a specific city, and then you have to get selected, and then you're able to buy tickets. So originally, my sisters and I all signed up for Nashville, and then nobody got selected. And we were like signing up on everybody we knew's phones. And we were like, okay, we're not getting selected, whatever. And then about 3 weeks ago, he was like, okay, last minute, I'm going to Red Rock. Sign up if you want tickets. So we all signed up, and then we got selected for that one,
which was
crazy. So like, we signed up thinking, oh, there's no way this is going to happen. And then we ended up getting selected.
Red Rocks is known as like the best place to see a concert in the country.
Yeah, and it's always been like a bucket list thing for me to see a concert there, and a concert that like fits there. Like, I don't want to see some like random band that I don't know.
Yeah.
But he played his new album top to bottom. So he played every single song, and I love it.
But really? How did you like vibe? Like, I feel like I wouldn't like going to a concert where I don't know any of the music.
It was like, I don't know why. I was nervous about it too, but it wasn't really an issue. Like, everybody was still like standing and kind of dancing around and just being able to like, my sisters and I, every time a new album would come out, we would sit there and we would listen to it together. So it was like a better version of being able to do that.
I think it's cool that you got to hear the music before anyone else.
Yeah.
There's only a handful of people that have heard his new music. You
it's
are one of those people, right?
It's completely different than any other song he has released. Because normally it's very like poppy, you know, like kind of more radio type music. Yeah. But it's very folky.
Interesting.
And like, I don't want to say country, but a little bit.
Oh.
It's very like you're sitting around a campfire singing with your friends.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's the vibe he's going for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like it was more mature music then? Because I feel like when you're like a pop star, everyone kind of thinks of you as a younger star.
Yeah, I think
his music's matured, almost like a Harry Styles.
I think it's more mature. He's very honest with his music. Like, the lyrics are just very honest, where it might have been, I don't want to say less honest before, but more like generic-ish.
Mainstream kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it is not mainstream at all.
Does he... So... Does he talk about some of his issues with mental health and his struggles? Does he talk about some of those past relationships? Because he's like dated Camila Cabello, is probably the most public relationship he's ever had, because they dated for so long. But also, he was connected to Sabrina Carpenter on tour and stuff like that.
He didn't name anybody, obviously, but he talked about love and how it feels to be in love and then have to go through like heartbreak in the public eye. Ooh. And he kind of like intro'd every song talking about like, this is kind of what I was going through when I wrote it, which was also cool, because normally you listen to an album and you just kind of have to wonder.
Yeah.
But I've always thought that would be so cool to do and have artists do, because there's so many stories from the songwriting perspective.
Yeah, I feel like every time I've ever been to a concert, like, maybe an artist will like share the backstory of like maybe one song.
Mm-hmm.
So to hear like a little backstory of every single song is so special. So that's awesome. You got to experience that.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Now, it wasn't the only thing that made headlines at the Shawn Mendes experience. Not the fact that AB got to listen to some of the new music. The music is changing and morphing. But Shawn Mendes opened up.
Yeah, people are saying that this was his most personal concert and the most honest he's ever been. I'll share why in just 3 minutes.
All right, we'll jump into the Hollywood hashtag with that.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Shawn Mendes hosted an intimate little pre-album concert where he performed songs from his new album at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado. We've been hyping this up. AB was there. Well, this performance, Shawn had this like incredibly vulnerable moment where he opened up with in a stunningly honest way, and he said this.
The real truth about my life and my sexuality is that, man, I'm just figuring it out like everyone, and I don't really know sometimes, and I know other times. I think it's kind of silly because I think sexuality is such a beautifully complex thing, and it's so hard to just put into boxes. Yeah, and it always felt like such an intrusion on something very personal to me, something that I was figuring out in myself, something that I had yet to discover and still have yet to discover.
So that was an incredibly vulnerable moment for Shawn to open up about this. And then after, he told the crowd about his new song called The Mountain, which is kind of a way of him explaining his journey, and he performed the song as well.
You can say I'm too young, you can
Say I'm too old, you can. Say I like girls or boys, whatever fits your mold, you can. Say I'm a dreamer.
A lot of people feel like he came out then as bisexual. Then, right. So there's, you know, they're staying. What was the vibe like, AB, when he made those statements?
I like get chills hearing that, knowing that I was there. That's like so crazy to me. But it's interesting because he actually started the song, and then before he sang that part, he just like stopped singing.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not sure his band knew he was going to do that. I feel like maybe even Sean didn't know he was going to do that because he kind of took a second and it was silent for a while. And then he said he was going to share something and his band like kind of looked confused, like they didn't know what was going on. And then he said that and the crowd was like screaming and everybody felt like so happy for him. And then his two best friends who wrote the album with him, he brought on tour and they sang about like half the set with him, but they like both ran out and I feel like maybe they didn't even know and they were like hugging him and saying they're so proud of him. And it was such a cool moment. And then all of his bandmates like came up and like hugged him individually too.
One of the things that Sean had pointed out there, he's like, you know, a lot of people ask me about my sexuality. That's something that Sean has been constantly asked about.
Always.
Well, there's two things. One, he sings a lot about relationships. So I think when you sing about relationships, usually that comes with a sexuality question, like who are you dating? Who are you into? Right. What are, that happens. The other thing is, I've kind of always felt like Sean saying this is such a personal thing. Like, why do people care so much about what other people's sexuality is? But watching the reaction from Sean started to make some sense to me of why people ask. It's because somebody sitting in that audience or someone listening to Sean goes, I'm not alone. Yeah. I'm confused at times too. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who I am. Like me, I talk about my relationship all the time. I've been married to my high school sweetheart. I'm a white heterosexual male, right? Like I'm the standard. And so people like Sean saying, well, I don't know if I fit the exact mold that the rest of the world fits in. Someone in their car going, oh, that's me. Like someone that relates to somebody. And so now it makes sense to me why people ask about the sexuality, why it's so important, and why it's so important for Sean to share something so personal to him. Because someone there now feels like I'm like Sean and I'm not alone, because mm-hmm. a lot of people feel alone.
I think it was also very brave of him to say like he's still figuring it out.
Yes. Yeah.
Like that's mm-hmm. crazy that like he hasn't even figured it out for himself, but I'm going to let everybody know. And I know that this is going to make headlines everywhere when I wake up in the morning.
And I do think it does suck when you have to share when you don't know. But I think that it's also important to share when you don't know, mm-hmm. because there's so many people that don't know. And it's okay to not know.
Yeah. I think it was beautiful that he felt that connected to the audience and or you, AB. You
made specifically me, probably.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. You're hanging out with us for an hour. You automatically qualify for $5,000, by the way. Just listen on the Odyssey app to Y98. Guys, we posted this poll on Instagram. If you go to the Brett Mega Show and you can vote on who on the show would be the one most likely to survive a horror movie. Who would be like the Sidney Prescott, you know, the last one standing. If there was like, you know, a killer running around the show at some point or running around the office or studio. How did I not win this thing? How did I only get like 18% of the votes?
I will share the current stats.
Yeah, what are the stats? And how am I not in first place? And why am I so low?
So the question is, who would survive in a horror movie? Kevin is currently the number one with 47%.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So almost half of the people voting say Kev's going to be the one to survive.
People know that back in high school, I was voted most likely to survive an apocalypse. So
really?
Yes.
What?
I was.
That was a superlative?
That was a superlative.
Why?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Why? I do not know.
AB.
I was also voted most likely to cause an apocalypse, so maybe that's it.
AB was trailing behind Kev with 27%, Brett after AB with 17%, and myself with 9%.
Okay,
so
guys,
people think I'm the first to go.
You are. So
no!
If this is a horror movie, you're the Drew Barrymore in the opening and Scream. You're the pretty girl who answers the phone, freaks out, and you're the first kill of the movie.
I completely disagree.
How? I
think it's always the people that you don't think are going to make it that make it to the end, and like that's what makes it great. I think Hannah is the one that makes
first
it.
First kill of the show. No. Scene opens up, no. Hannah.
Brett, make you're
it,
gone.
No, make it Brett. Popcorn.
Brett is the one to first go.
Yes.
First off, have you guys ever seen a horror movie they never kill off a dude?
No, I haven't. I'm scared of them.
It's always a girl first.
Yeah, it's always a girl first. Okay, well, never kill a dude.
I think it's Brett because sometimes Brett is just a little loose with like attention to detail stuff. So I feel like what? He's like, I think you're overconfident. I think you would like forget to lock the door. Like you're like doing so many things. Like you can handle a lot, but then some things kind of slip through the cracks sometimes. So I feel like you'd like forget to lock the door.
No. Or I'm the
your
only
weapon would drop.
I'm the only one who's went camping recently.
Oh.
So I'm definitely surviving the horror
movie.
You
have an experience.
No.
Okay, this is how it goes. Hannah's first kill right off the bat. Boom. That's how the movie ends. Like, oh my God, they killed the pretty girl in the beginning. I compliment you. You're pretty.
Thanks. I'm dead.
Kevin's the funny guy they kill at the very end. You're like one of the last kills. And everyone's so sad. Like, and it's like almost like a South Park. Oh my God, they killed Kevin. I can't believe it. I love that guy through the whole movie.
That is true. That's the one that like people start crying. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's gone.
They can't believe it. Yes. And so it really comes down to me and AB. Okay, this is really the breakdown. And I know AB's got God on her side, but if you actually know AB, she is super easygoing and her give a F is out the window. She would just...
If I was put in any sort of situation, I would just be like, kill me now.
Yep, that's what she would do.
I'd be like, this is not worth the hassle.
She wouldn't run. At the end of the movie, they'd kill Kevin. She'd be sad and be like, well, if they got Kevin, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm last one standing. No, how do I not win this thing?
No. If it's you and AB, I think AB would probably...
Kill me?
Yes, kill you.
Yes.
And AB is really good at talking and like being like persuasive, and you can connect with her deeply.
You don't talk to killers. Right. What kind
and
of
no, I
you
think
watch?
AB could riz up the killer and end
I'm
up
rizzing the killer.
Yes,
the
killer. And then maybe like talk him out of killing anybody.
Shut up! No way.
Yes.
What kind of horror movie are you? I want to see this next week.
Yeah.
At the end of this scary movie, here comes this beautiful religious woman. Let me sit down and talk to you about God. And the killer takes off his mask, and Mike Myers is like, you know what? I need to straighten out my life.
It's a hallmark. It's a hallmark Halloween film.
The killer's going to end up in Bible study. Maybe, I'm telling you.
And that's how it ends. It's Mike Myers, Jason, and Freddy Krueger sitting around Bible study?
Yeah.
What kind of messed up horror movie is this?
Yes.
Oh my God. Too funny. That is one. I've heard about your guys' Bible study, though. Mm-hmm. That actually does make sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Still rolling commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. If you saw on our Instagram, we had posted this as a poll. Like, who do you think is most likely from the Brett Mega Show to survive a horror movie? Like, be the last one standing. And somehow I didn't win this thing. Kevin actually had the most votes at like 47%.
Well, they also
know,
on him.
They know because I have an axe in my car at
that
all times.
That is true.
Yeah.
Kevin keeps an axe on his car on him at all times. So if like a horror, like a killer comes by, Kevin's just like, he's ready to chop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or is he the killer? That's the thing.
You're already halfway there, Kev.
Kevin could be the killer you never expected at the end of the movie.
People are really passionate about who they think would be the who would survive in a horror movie. Daphne texted in and said, Hannah and AB definitely wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
I feel like Kevin would be the last man standing. Sorry, Brett.
I've gone camping.
It means nothing.
Jenny, I can survive. I got survival skills.
Jenny says, Kevin has to survive or we riot. Lots of people are pulling
you.
For you.
I'm telling you, that's what happens in these movies, though. If it's a real scary movie, they kill off the most likable cast member.
Done well. And then I'll come back in like the fourth sequel because I really wasn't dead.
Yeah,
wow, this is another one.
We've actually created a real movie series
I
and everything.
Another text said Brett would legit knock on the killer's door.
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I would not.
And then
that's not a good thing.
Yeah,
no.
That's not a flex.
That's
what
out the
insane
gun.
People do.
Right.
Have you ever seen a scary movie? That's like Sidney
Prescott.
You're
like, don't go in there. You're going to get killed. And then you're just going to go
like,
you're going to get killed.
And then your head's going to get blown off.
I thought it was because I'm a badass. You guys just killed me off. Like, you think I'm going to knock on the killer's door? He's going to come in. I'm just going to lose like a coward?
Yes. Yeah. Love you.
Thanks, guys. That's not cool.
Maybe he's the killer.
Maybe the killer. Everyone in the room's like, man, I've never actually done a good group costume before. I've never actually crushed one. I think the best one we've ever done, we might have done together then, is the Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, yeah, we did good on that.
That was awesome. For Spirit Week,
we
fantastic.
Did it for Spirit Week. We dressed up, and there's you could see the photos on our Instagram if you go to the Brett Maga Show on Instagram, where we dressed up as Gilligan's Island. Hannah was Ginger. AB was Marianne. Kevin, you were the professor, right?
Yep.
Alex was the skipper, and then I was Gilligan, and this was AB's mom's idea. She didn't ask him to do it for like a year, right?
Yeah, she literally has been telling me for a year that we had to do that.
Best I've ever done. At Magic House, I saw a group do like a, because there was like an adult party and stuff like that, and they did all different boxes of cereal.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, my God. I was like genius. They were like Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Fruit Loops. I was like, that's so cool. Like, they crushed it. But it's hard to crush it. Kevin, you are very proud of the one time you've done the group costume.
Yeah, you know, and I'm proud of it, but unfortunately, nobody else dressed up. So when my daughter, Kennedy, was in kindergarten, she loved Scooby-Doo. So she had to be Daphne. And then everybody else in the family dressed up as another Scooby-Doo character. I got to be Fred. Sarah got to be Velma. Jackson, who was a baby, got to be Shaggy, and then we had a little blow-up Scooby-Doo. And we go to this, you know, fall festival at school thinking, everybody's going to love this costume. Nobody was dressed up.
Oh, my God.
That is the worst.
Yeah. Awful.
Yeah, but Sarah and I have had some good ones over the years.
Yeah,
as a
you
duo.
Do. You crushed it as a couple.
We were Charlie and Veruca Salt from, you know, Willy Wonka.
Good.
Yeah.
I was Charlie Brown once. She was the redheaded girl for Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another one. I was Wayne. She was Garth.
Really?
From, you've done Wayne's World?
Wayne's World? Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
I feel like every couple's costume I've ever done was like incredibly basic. Like Harley Quinn and the Joker. Okay. Great. Nurses. Cool. Like Angel Devil. Okay. Like boring.
Anyone out there have done some group costumes or couple costume that wasn't so boring? Who did you do it with and what was your theme? 314-531-9898. Thanks for riding commercial free with us. By the way, if you've been riding commercial free with us for an hour, you instantly just qualified for $5,000. So that's pretty awesome. All you got to do is listen on the Odyssey app for 1 hour and then you qualify for $5,000. It's fallen to 5K on the Brett Maga Show. Anyone ever out there just crushed a group costume or a couple's costume? 314-531-9898.
We got text saying, my husband and I were Bob Ross in A Happy Little Tree 1 year. I spent weeks sewing fake leaves onto a sweater.
Shut up. That's like doing the work.
Oh,
like that.
It.
And then this one's funny because it's random. My fiance is going as a taco and I'm going as Princess Belle.
Why is... I saw Hannah laughing about this. It's Taco Bell, Hannah.
Oh, Taco my
Bell.
God. I've literally done that before, and I was confused.
Hannah was literally, I heard her say it off air, going, this person is not dressed as a couple's costume. Why did they text
in? Yeah, this is confusing.
It's Taco Bell.
Right. Okay, they're actually genius. That's awesome.
Jolene, you did a couple's costume before and crushed it?
Yeah, so me and my husband this year went to a trunk or treat. And we went as Blippi and Miss Rachel.
Oh, I bet you were like the main star at the trunk or treat.
Oh my. We were standing in line, and this little kid basically bulldozed my husband, hugging his leg.
Oh,
like, I'm so sorry. They thought he thinks you're the real Blippi.
That is the cutest thing ever. Way to crush it.
That's also Miss Rachel would be a super easy costume to do. Just put on some overalls, and that's it. Good. That's awesome.
That's a good point. Mindy, you said this wasn't you, but you actually witnessed this at a festival, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, I was at a street party in downtown San Diego, and it was all outside. They blocked off the streets, and there was about 7 or 8 guys that walked by. They were all dressed up like ants, and they were carrying a giant slice of pizza on top of them.
That is hilarious. Awesome.
Oh, my God.
I love it. Hilarious.
Yeah.
And they did it.
Thought it was outside because it was ginormous. Like, it would not have fit through a doorway.
That's how big their slice of pizza was?
It was. It was so funny.
I hope they won a contest somewhere for that. That's awesome.
I know. I wish I had pizza that big, you know?
Yeah, right.
That's probably what it feels like for ants. Like, man, we just scored this slice of pizza. Let's go. Anna, you crushed a family costume. What was it?
Yeah, so we were in the Halloween run a few years ago, and I ran as the Tooth Fairy.
Love that.
And on the back of my wings, it said, "Will run for teeth." My husband was the wisdom tooth.
Oh, that's funny.
His said, "We'll run for implants." And then my teenager was tooth on the loose, and her said, "We'll run for braces."
That's so funny.
Loose tooth will run for candy, and baby tooth will run away.
Oh, baby tooth!
That is so cute. But is your husband really the wisdom tooth?
Yeah.
Wisdom teeth really get on my nerves.
So that's probably why.
Right, he's the false tooth.
Angie, you and your coworkers crushed a couple's costume or group costume. What is the group costume this year?
So this year we're doing Inside Out 2, and everyone is a different emotion.
Oh, I love it.
So I'm going to be joy, somebody else is sadness, someone else is on weed, disgust. And it's super fun. We work in healthcare administration, so we walk around and around with all of our frontline nurses and staff. And so we always have to come up with a good idea every year to beat the year before. So
well, good luck beating this one. This is really good. I want to meet anxiety.
Right. I was just going to say, Hannah's going to be anxiety when we dress up. Hannah's like, dibs on anxiety, guys. We're still rolling commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Coming up at Keep It Moving, this is TikTok's hottest new menu trend. Find out what it is right after Morgan Wallen's newest.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and then I'm going to start reading off some headlines, and Hannah will either tell me to keep scrolling or ask for more details. That's how Keep It Moving works. We cover all the trending stories real quick, real fast, because we know life is busy for you. We headline read. Here's the newest headline. TikTok's hottest new menu item is...
What is it?
Frozen gummy bears.
Ooh.
So, yeah, this is like going viral right now, where you soak up gummy bears with Sprite or 7-Up, and then you put them in the fridge overnight. A couple of things happen. One, it soaks up that flavor, and it's delicious, people are saying. But the other thing is it expands the gummy bears, so they're like bigger, juicier, crazy gummy bears. And people said, like, the cold crispness is amazing.
So do you put them in a drink, or do you just, like, gnaw on them?
You soak them up, like, let them soak up the Sprite, and then put it on a tray, and then put them in the freezer, and then it gets cold, and it's like a...
Sounds like it would hurt my teeth.
People are loving them. Red nail theory.
Ooh, love a good red nail.
The red nail theory suggests that men are more attracted to women who wear red nail polish. Red nail polish suggests confidence, sensuality, sexuality, and men are into red nail polish.
I've heard that.
Want to know if your relationship with the new guy is going to last? Then just do this.
Ooh, what?
Ask your friends. In a study of couples, you know, like with couples, like someone tells you, don't go with that guy. I'm not, you're not into him. And you're like, you don't even know him. There are more times than right than wrong. Purdue University found research that women's friends actually are really good at predicting if a couple is going to make it 6 months or longer.
Yeah, I actually believe that theory.
Man turns $20 into $1 million.
Of course he does. Keep it moving.
Right. Found a 20 on the long ground, and then look at him go. Ring is offering $100,000 for undeniable footage for a real ghost.
What? People are going to scam this.
You can't. So the doorbell camera Ring is actually running a contest. They've done this before. They did it for aliens before. If you were actually able to have a real life alien encounter on your Ring doorbell, they would give you $100,000. No one was able to prove it. They said that the two rules are it has to be on your Ring camera, so it can't be on any other camera device, and they have to be able to look at it for 30 seconds to go, I think that's a real ghost.
They need to put that thing at the Lent Mansion. They'll get 100 grand quick.
Is every Ring doorbell at the Lent Mansion?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We have the most special listeners on the Brett Maga Show family. It really is something special that happens in our community. We went and hand-delivered these pumpkins, and if you had missed it, a couple of weeks ago, we had people call in like, hey, is anyone you know in need of like a pumpkin pick-me-up? We'll hand-deliver these pumpkins. And we had kids who are second graders pick them out for you at Eckert's. And then AB made a video. And the video is awesome, AB. Yeah.
Thank you.
It really just captures like the fun of the second graders picking out the pumpkins. It was absolutely hilarious. I think they thought Hannah was crazy.
Right.
Per usual. No surprise.
You didn't use the outtakes of me trying to climb a fence, and I appreciate that.
Oh, damn. You know what? I'm going to post that on our story.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. So, she's writing it down right now.
Oh, my God. You got to see this, guys. No. Go to our Instagram. Kevin and Hannah both. You had trouble too, Hannah. We had to leave the pumpkins in the pumpkin
dish.
Yeah, that was bad.
And we had to jump the fence to go back and get the pumpkins that the second graders picked out and then carry them all the way back from the farm to our car, basically. And we jumped the fence, and Hannah and Kevin were like, this rickety fence, what are you doing?
I couldn't get my leg over. It was
then
terrible.
Hannah did it, and then Kevin did take, like, oh, it was like 30 forever. Minutes. It was like, it was like one of those things where you make the video, and it's like 20 minutes later, yeah, exactly. Kevin's still working the fence.
Brett's going to the pumpkin patch back and forth. He's got like 12 pumpkins, and I'm just waiting to try to get over the fence.
I mean, it was awesome.
No, but it was not.
You got to see the video of us hand-delivering these pumpkins. So many of the families were like, I didn't know it was going to be you guys, but we did. We hand-delivered the pumpkins, and they became friends and family for life. AB, who was like, Brett, are we really going to, if you showed people up at my house with a pumpkin, I'd be like, what are you doing here? Your dad got into it at the end of it, right?
He did. Of course, he went and bought my whole family pumpkins, and he was like, we're going to carve all these, not thinking about the fact that I was going to be out of town. So they all did it without me.
Oh, wow.
Did they love it?
But they loved it, and they turned out great.
See, I'm telling you, we hand deliver this pumpkin, and it becomes you and your family hanging out together, making memories, creating this tradition. My son carved a pumpkin this year for the first time. It's probably only like the second or third time I've actually carved a pumpkin because it's a lot of work. And with my 3-year-old, and he named him Kiwi.
Shout out Kiwi. Yeah.
He cried when Kiwi died because Kiwi is like all like, did he goes, I thought Kiwi was going to make it to Halloween, Dad. He didn't. But that's what it's all about. So it's about making memories, and we got to make so many different memories with our listener family. If you want to see the video, go to our Instagram, search The Brett Mega Show. We also posted pictures of those moments and hanging out with those family members that are now friends for life on our Instagram too as well. Brett Mega Show on Instagram. We are still somehow commercial free all morning long on Y98 St. Louis. Thanks for spending this past hour with us commercial free on The Brett Mega Show. If you hung out with us for an hour, you are instantly qualified for $5,000. That's how we roll now. We're just paying people to listen. We're like, hey, you want to hang out with us? We'll give you $5,000.
There you go.
You instantly qualify for $5,000. When you listen on the Odyssey app, it qualifies for you automatic.
Mega Minds.
All right, on the Brett Mega Show, let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day. See if you can get this. This is the top two things women splurge on. Hannah, when it comes to spending money, what do you want to spend money on?
Okay, by far, makeup is something I'll splurge on. And then probably shoes.
Makeup and shoes.
Shoes are already expensive.
That was going to be my answer.
Really? Makeup and shoes is the answer you want to go
with? Okay, so I will say they'll splurge on clothing. And they'll splurge on like a sweet treat for themselves.
Okay, I didn't know we had to have two.
Well, so the top two things women splurge on.
I'm going to say getting your nails done.
Oh, baby.
And getting your hair done.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. Good ones.
Good answers. Of the top two, not a single person got a single one right.
What?
So no one's gotten one or two. Both are up for grabs.
What kind of list is this?
Top two things that women splurge on. That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
The Mega Mind question of the day answer on the Brett Mega Show, and that is the top two things that women splurge on.
Okay, we got more texts coming in with guesses. How about their kids?
It's not their kids.
Their pets?
Not their pets.
A house cleaner?
Not the house cleaner.
What?
You guys don't believe this yet.
Oh, is it jewelry?
Not jewelry.
What?
Their car?
You guys kind of sort of talked about this earlier, about specific jeans. Was the number one
that's
answer.
That's like so specific.
Jeans, pants, having the right pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
Jeans specifically. Like I said, like they find a pair of jeans they like.
Yep. Hold on to those 10 of them.
Right.
Yep.
And they will buy them, and it doesn't care how much it costs. The second one was number two, which surprised me, was flowers.
No.
Really?
Not true.
That they'll splurge on flowers.
That's true.
Yeah, they like plants and flowers.
Trader
and stuff
Joe's
like.
It up, and you're good.
Mega Minds.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.